This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. A few weeks ago, right here on this very broadcast, we explored the possibility of Iran and the United States forming a partnership to defeat ISIS. Well, this hour, the BBC is reporting that Iran's supreme leader has officially approved contacts with the U.S. military to join forces to help defeat the self-described Islamic State. This is obviously an historic move and one of two today making headlines. The other is an agreement on the sidelines of the NATO conference to form a coalition to destroy ISIS. And by the way, we are hearing that President Obama may be speaking at the NATO summit, which is concluding today. That would be happening in about 20 minutes or so, and we are hoping to bring that to you live when it happens, of course. Now, the beheading of an American journalist this week, it was a gory murder that was depicted in an ISIS propaganda video, has intensified the resolve to do something about ISIS, and ISIS is believed to be holding several other Westerners. They've pledged to continue the beheadings unless their demands are met. Among those demands, freedom for a prisoner right here in Texas. The prisoner's name is Afia Siddiqui, a U.S.-educated Pakistani neuroscientist who's serving 86 years in Fort Worth for attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon. Joining us now is religious scholar and author of several books, including No God But God, Reza Aslan. Professor Aslan, why is this woman's freedom so important to these self-proclaimed Islamic fundamentalists?
Her freedom is utterly irrelevant and immaterial. ISIS couldn't care less about Afia Siddiqui, and by no means do they think that she will ever be released. You have to understand something about jihadist organizations like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They have no real sort of achievable goals. Their mission, their ideology is to recapture the entire globe, to reconstitute it under their control. They don't even have any kind of real grievances. In other words, ISIS itself couldn't care less about Mrs. Siddiqui's trial or the fairness or unfairness of it. But what they do understand is that there are millions of people, particularly in Pakistan, very important country for ISIS, one that they don't have a foothold in, that millions of Pakistanis care about this woman. And so simply by absorbing that grievance into their own list of grievances, mm-hmm. by pretending that what they are doing is on behalf of this woman, they draw in Pakistanis to their cause. In other words, they make it seem as though the grievance of the, you know, average Pakistani on the street in Karachi is the grievance that ISIS also shares and that it is trying to do something about. But so, it is purely imagination.
So this is really more aimed at recruiting, winning the support of Muslims who might actually be legitimately upset over Dr. Siddiqui's imprisonment.
Indeed, that is the MO of all jihadist organizations, including Al-Qaeda. You know, when you look at Al-Qaeda's list of demands, you know, you saw a lot of the greatest hits, if you will, you know, Palestine and the presence of American troops on Muslim soil. But they complained about global warming. They complained about election fraud in the United States. I mean, these are things that Al-Qaeda couldn't care less about. But in making other people's grievances their own, mm-hmm. it becomes not just a recruiting tool, because it's not about getting people to join the organization. It's about getting people to see ISIS as addressing their needs, addressing their grievances. It's, in other words, it's an attempt to reach out to a particular audience and get their support. Again, not physical or material support, just sort of spiritual, emotional support.
Well, if this isn't really about a redress of grievances, if this isn't really about territory or the Levant, for example, what sort of war is this?
It's a war of the imagination. It's what I have referred to as a cosmic war. They are not fighting. Unlike an Islamist organization like Hamas or Hezbollah, which these are nationalist organizations. They have nationalist agendas. Their goals are defined by their nationality. Hamas only cares about Palestine. Hezbollah only cares about Lebanon. Groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS are transnational organizations. They have a global agenda. Their ideology doesn't stop at any border or boundary. What they want, as I said before, is the whole world. They are fighting a war between the cosmic forces of good and evil, a war that cannot be won on this earth, a war that in reality is being fought on a completely different plane.
There's considerable debate in Washington right now over whether ISIS can or should be contained, or whether its ideology is so abjectly inhuman, or to put it in the terms that you were just speaking of, whether this war is so profoundly imaginary, if you will, that ISIS has to be destroyed. If you had the president's ear, what would you tell him?
Well, I think it's a two-prong agenda. Number one, when you're dealing with ISIS militants, as I say, you're dealing with an organization that wants nothing. Nothing achievable. So there is nothing to talk about. There is no negotiation. There's no political agenda. You can't have a dialogue with an organization whose stated goal is the eradication of evil from the universe. The only response to an ISIS militant is a military response. They have to be destroyed. But that's not enough, because you also have to address the grievances that a group like ISIS uses to draw people to their cause. And those grievances are legitimate grievances. I want to be very clear here. There is every reason to believe that in the case of Dr. Siddiqui, that there was not the usual due process that America prides itself on. This isn't my opinion. This is the opinion of numerous international human rights organizations. So that's a legitimate grievance that should be addressed. But not because addressing it will get rid of ISIS. The only thing that will get rid of ISIS is a military response. You address those grievances to take away the appeal of ISIS, to take away the means that ISIS uses to draw people to their cause.
Reza Aslan is a religious scholar and author of several books, including No God But Our God and Zealot. He teaches at UC Riverside. For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.